first lesson from the Word is a portion of the 13th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while the men slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up, and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. And so the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in the field? From whence then hath it tares? And he said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, Nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reaper, Gather together first the tares, and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. Now, what are tares that we heard about in the story today? Tare is a weed that you certainly don't want to have in your wheat field. The tares are very difficult to get rid of, as we also heard today. Part of the problem with the tares is that in the beginning, when they are very young, when both the wheat and the tares are very young, they look very much alike. You can't even tell the tares are there. It's only later on when they begin to grow that they look different from the wheat, and then you can see that they are there. But then they're still very difficult to get rid of because say if you went into the field and began to pull up the tares, you would at the same time also trample a lot of the wheat. And not only that, but part of the problem with the tares is that they have roots that spread out very widely. And that means that if you pull up a tare in the wheat field, then you will pull up a lot of the wheat as well. And that is why the householder in our parable said that they should let the wheat and the tares grow together until harvest time. And then when it came time to cut down the wheat and the tares, then you could separate the tares and bundle them up and burn them, because you do want to get rid of them, because we are told that the seeds of the tares are poisonous as well, as you don't want to get them mixed up with the wheat. But of course, the Lord was not really teaching the people just about their fields and their wheat and the tares. They probably knew all about that already. But he was teaching them, and of course also us, about something else, namely about ourselves, about our minds and our lives. The field here is the mind. And it's true also with the field of the mind that in the beginning it looks very nice and neat, just like a wheat field where the tares haven't grown up yet. You know, when you have a very young baby, a very young child, they are loving and gentle and innocent. And then later on, when we grow up, then we very often begin to develop bad habits. And just like the tares, once we develop bad habits, it's very hard to get rid of them again. It may take a long time. But that is when we need to remind ourselves of this parable, namely that if we are aware of the fact that there are these tares in our field that we need to remove, if we remember that we need to work at that, that we really need to want to get rid of them. And if we do that without giving up, and if we look to the Lord and trust him and ask for his help, then this parable reminds us that then the time will come, the harvest time, when the tares can be separated from the wheat. There will come a time then when the Lord will help us get rid of these bad habits, and that way will set us free. Amen.